Okay, today's daf is Kedushin daf Ayin Beis, and we are into the fourth parak, into this parak Asar Yuchsin, continuing to discuss all of the Yuchsin that went up with Ezra from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, and we are now delineating, we're in the middle of delineating the borders of Babel, so we can know, again, Bizban HaTalmud, to know exactly what were the borders that they could trust, that those are Mishpachos Miyuchasos. We'll get to Amid Beis today, where we have the assumption, which is what we assume, Bizman HaZeh, that call Mishpachos Mishpachos Ksheiros, unless one knows otherwise. But again, in the days of the Talmud, when there was specifically discussions of the borders of Babel, and Babel and Eretz Yisrael, so it was important to know exactly what those borders were. So we'll start with the top line on Ayin Beis Amid Aleph. We're still discussing the borders. So Amar Le Abaye, L'Rav Yosef, Laha Gisa De Pras Ad Hecha. To the west side of Pras, of the Euphrates, how far does it go to determine the border of Babel? So Amar Le Mai Daitech Mishum Biram. Right, what is your question about? Well, Lamai Nafkamina, why do you care? Because of Biram? You want to know if Biram sits within the Tchum or not? Miyachzi, the Pumpadisa, mi Biram Nasvi. The most Miyuchas families, the Pumpadisa, used to marry people from Biram. So, no problem. You just know from Maisa Shahaya, you know, from, the reality, because they do that. They wouldn't do that unless they knew. Amar of Papa. Now, Machlokes, Amoraim, which we had one day of this already in the first parak in Gittin. We've discussed areas of Bavel before, beginning in Maseches Gittin. If you remember, it was important to know what was Bavel, what was not, for the halachas of Befani Nechtav or Befani Nechtam, that one has to have special edus given by the shliach for various reasons that we discussed then, between Rabba and Rava, the different reasons given on Dav Beis and Gittin. So it's also important to know there what the borders were for Bavel, because Bavel, the Gemara said, is like treated like Eretz Yisrael regarding Hilchos Gittin, regarding that halacha. So, Amar of Papa, kamachlokas li yuchsin, kach machlokas li nyin Gittin. Just like the machlokas is by yuchsin, exactly relating to the borders, so too, li nyin Gittin, you'd have the same borders given to determine what Bavel is. Rashi says, Ba'arka v'rachba shal Bavel. Right? We did say the same thing. For if Yosef Amar, no. Machlokas liyuchsin. Aval l'gittin, divri akol, ad arvet, tinyana degishra. Machlokas was regarding yuchsin, but for gittin, no, it's a different border until the second bridge that goes over the water. Interesting, is there a machlokas and svara behind that? Like, why would you say there's a difference? Meaning, the first opinion, Rav Papa, seems to hold that the Mishpachas Miyachasos are the ones that know the halacha and are Bekiy and Lishma. Or, according to the other version, Mitsuyan Lakaimo. So there are people that travel between here and there from that area. According to Rav Yosef, no, there's a difference between where the people live and what the knowledge of those people are and whether they travel back and forth to Eretz Yisrael. Just the Svaras are not the same, and therefore Rav Yosef says it would be different. Amar Rami Bar Abba, Tchavil Yama Tischelta de Bavel. Rami Bar Abba says, Tchavil Yama is the name of a place, Tchelta de Bavel. What does Tchelta de Bavel mean? So Rashi says, Tiferes shel Tchavil, right, it's the beauty, it's the glory. Tiferes shel Bavel Yuchsin. Right, this is the best, the super best, most miyuchas place is Tischelta. Why is it used? From the word Tchelas. Right, it could be from the word Tchelas. Tchelas is, we know Tchelas is beautiful, it's glory, it's Domal Yam, Domal Rakia, Domal Kisi Akavid. The color Tchelas, Machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether the actual color is more of a bluish, more of a blackish, right, is it like the color of the sky at noontime when the sun is shining, as Rashi at the end of Parsha Shlach, and the Rambam in Mishnah Torah seems to say that no, it's the sky towards the as it gets dark, right? So it's more of a black, right? That's the different Mesoras about the lines on a talus, which are zecher to the Tcheles, the black lines and the blue lines. So that's Tchelta, but either way, Tchelas here it is used for something beautiful. Right? See on the side, the Aruch is quoted: Pirish Tchelas Klomar Ma Tchelas Muvchar Shebeglima Kach Zu Muvcheres Shel Arzo Shel Bavel Pirish Achar Asris Bavel, right? That's the most chosen, right? Tchelas, right? The number of the Big Day Kahuna, the Me'il is made completely out of Tchelas. So, Says Rabbi Bar Abba, Chaval Yama is Tchelta de Bavel. Shunya Veguvya Tchelta de Chaval Yama. That's the best of the best, the Miyuchas of the Miyuchas. Ravina Amar Av Tzitzora. Tzitzora is also included in that. Tani Nami Achi, Chanan Ben Pinchas Omer, Chaval Yama Tchelta de Bavel. Shunya Veguvya Vetzitzora Tchelta de Chaval Yama. Amar Av Papa, Via Idna I Arbi Behu Kusai. Rapapa says, but really nowadays, the Kusim, as we know, discussion whether Kusim were Geri Arayis, Geri Emes, the people who were put into Eretz Yisrael after the king of Ashur exiled the 10 tribes, Melachim Beis, and he wanted to populate the land. So he put the Kusim in, and the lions were sent because they were not behaving properly, and then they, what'd they do? Not sure. They converted. Was it a true conversion or not? Later on in history, it for sure was not. They for sure did not act like Jews anymore. Machlokas Tanoim, whether originally it was a good conversion. Was there Kabbalah's mitzvahs originally because of the fear and trepidation? Yes. The motivation might not have been pure, but was there an actual Kabbalah? That's the Machlokas, Geri Reis or Geri Emes. Whether they're considered Gerim based on the lions and it wasn't a true Geris, or it was Geri Emes, it was a true Geris. So, but those Kusim eventually did not follow the path of the Jews, and therefore, says Rapapa, nowadays, Kusim have mixed in, and therefore you can't trust their Yichus. And the Gemara says, Velohi, but really, it's not true, that was just a rumor, that the Kusim were mixed in. Itzahu Dabai Minayo, there was a woman of the Kusim that really wanted to marry in to the neighborhood, Velo Yavole, and they did not let her. They did not let her. See how rumors start, right? There's a little information, and then by the time it gets out, there is a different way of viewing it. If you Rashi, it's a boimine, Rashi has 2 days there, exactly what happened. Rashi says, number one, Kusim lonis arvu bahem, right in the middle, aval hakol yatsa al yedei sheshal kusi echad, isha mehem, aval heim nolonas nulo. Number one, they asked, but, you know, they didn't listen. The yesh omrim, rav papa, boimine itza. The Rashi quotes a very difficult pshat. Rav Papa himself wanted a wife from there. V'lo yavule, they didn't think Rav Papa was miyuchas enough. V'lo yavumine, lo yavule lakachaya motzi aleim shemetz pasul. So that's why he started saying things about them. Rashi says v'kasha be'enai lo markein. It's difficult for me to accept this. Right? Look at Tosfos. Tosfos also quotes this day of Rashi. It says, Veloni Hira, a little stronger. The Chas V'Shalom, Sheyala B'Taito, Shalos Tzadik, Losi Laz Aleim Shlo Kedin. Because he was upset, because they wouldn't give him a wife. He was Motzi Laz on this. Very difficult to have that suggestion that's what he did. Says Rav Yashiv. So what is, Rashi is not as strong as he should be. Right? I don't think Rav Papa would do this. What do you mean you don't think Rav Papa would do this? Of course he wouldn't do this. Rav Papa was Zochet to all of those sons. I once saw a pshat. What's up, Shatza? But the Gemara says that if somebody is chashud on something and they didn't do it, then they're going to get a bracha in the end. So there's, I once saw a collection of times throughout Shas that Rav Papa is nechshad on something, and it's all not true. And that's why he was zochet to all the sons. And that's why we say his sons had to see him. All the great rabbis. Because he was nechshad for so many things, and it really wasn't true. And that's why he got such a bracha. So I don't remember. It was a long time ago. But this must be on that list. That he was chashud in something. But Rav Yashiv says right here, he says, what's pshat of this daya? That the Rashi and Tosfos can't accept, but how can they even quote it? Elanira dehanach yesh befarshim biru through a papa amar the yesh lachush lohem itzad shera'a shemianu lases lo isha misham v'hayazeh belotam. It wasn't that he was ranking and upset and revenge. He wanted a wife and it didn't work out. But there was no good reason that it didn't work out. There was no good reason why they say no. Umizeh shafat de kinira yesh b'em sul. And from here he surmised that maybe this is a reflection that there's a problem. Why? Lakach mehashamayim ma'akvim alav milaseis misham. Min hashamayim, it must be that's why the shidduch isn't working out. Al derech sharma lamal, like we saw yesterday. If you see mishpachos mizgara zu azu, it must be min hashamayim that one of them is a psul. And Rav Papa knew that he didn't have any psul in his yichus. And therefore, it must be the other side. And that's why he said that. But again, Rashi, that's why Rashi still says, I don't think so, but he doesn't say it with that strong words. It wasn't just like Rav Papa was screaming at them and making it up. No, but this is what he surmised halakhically. He knew that chazal, that if something doesn't work out for no good reason, it wasn't because, it doesn't sound like there was a personality issue. He didn't get to first base. He didn't get to, like, go out with anybody. Right? So then, so he says, Mikol makom, kasa rashi, the kasha lo markein. Tzemach was raya kazu yotzei alam shem sol. Right? He felt that it wasn't appropriate in this case. Again, so he was looking for the yichus. A little more relating to the borders. We continue. My chavul yama. So what is chavul yama? The place that is tcheles of the bavel. Amar papa zu pras de bursi. Right. That's the another name of it. Hu gavra to amar lahu anam min shot mi shot. I am from that place. Amar rabbi yislag nafka al raglav. Yamar shot mi shot bein an haras omdos. Shot mi shot is between the rivers in bavel, and therefore it's good. Right. It's in the area that is miyuchas. V'chin bein hanaharos omdos mayhave. Right. So, what does that mean? What is the significance of why you're telling me that? Amar Abaya, Amar Rabbi Chamavar Ukfa, Amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina, bein hanaharos hari could go liyuchsin. That's what he just explains. That's like Bava regarding Yuchsin. It is Miyuchas. Again, Ezra took all of the non-Miyuchasim up with him because he was nervous to leave them, and therefore that's considered Miyuchas. Veheicha Kaima, and where is that exactly located? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mi'i Dekira Ula'el. Up from that spot. Yom Rabbi Yochanan Ad Mavarta Digizma. Right? I, Rabbi Yochanan, only said up until this spot, which is a lower, right? It's not all the way upstream. It's lower down. A different place. Amar Abaya Ritzua Nafka. You're right. It was basically up to the lower place, but there was a little thin strand of land that went up that was included in the Yuchsin also. Stop there for a minute. We're talking a lot about Yuchsin and the importance of Yuchsin. Keep in mind, this is a separate topic that we've touched on in the past, but it's really fascinating, and that is, if our daughter wanted to go out with David HaMelech, and you looked into his family lineage, probably wouldn't have been such a convincing argument to go out with him, right? And this is something that the Achronim pick up on. You know, how is it that we're talking about Yuchsin here and the purest sources, and then you have David HaMelech, where you have the murky lineage of his background, starting with even not just David, even Melech HaMashiach, let's go backwards now. You have David, every story can be explained, but David and Bathsheba, Rus and Tamar, Yehuda and Rus and Boaz, Yehuda and Tamar, Lot and his daughters. I mean, you have the whole line of murky roots, right? So how exactly should we understand that message? It's obviously not a coincidence that David HaMelech has all this pattern of murkiness in his lineage. What exactly is the purpose? Just two thoughts that are really part of a larger framework. One is more Kabbalistic and one is a little different. The Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi writes, the Eimah Adam Smecha focuses on this Kedushas Levi, and uses it for his own purposes in his Sefer, and that is, he quotes it actually from earlier, from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, the Rav Yosef Cairo, and the Magid Meisharim, his Sefer that he wrote from all of the Divrei Torah and answers that he heard from his Malach, that he asked his questions at night to when he was sleeping, suggests that many times when Hashem wants to give a tremendous gift to the world, he will, kaviyachol, clothe it and cover it in unfit and unseemly clothing so that it will be getting under the rug. The prosecuting forces, the Midas Hadin, won't be able to say anything and protect it from happening. That's what he says. And that's why you find that he gives the example of David HaMelech, but he gives other examples also. I'm trying to remember what it was, but the other examples that when this Midas Hadin that wants to be Makatre Klal Yisrael, that we don't deserve something, so because of that, he'll kind of get it in under the rug. Melech HaMashiach, David HaMelech, was the greatest gift that Klal Yisrael could have, Malchus Beis David. So that's why, you know, who could think that this is what's going to come out of these relationships? So that's Dafka. That is why it was done in this way on a Kabbalistic level. And that's why that could also, what some explain, to be the concept of La'arbev Es HaSatan, why we cover up Rosh Hashanah. And we're not Shabbos Mavarachim of Tishrei, and we don't say Parshas Brachos on Rosh Hashanah, and we don't blow shofar before, after, we do, we don't. All the Arbei V'Sasatan that also might be, related to this idea, because you cover up things that are special, and you don't want the prosecuting forces to be able to blame. That's one idea that is used. The second idea based on the words of the Shemi Shmuel, the Shemi Shmuel writes, maybe Dafka, this doesn't explain all of them, but David HaMelech has a little Moabite blood in him. Right, from Rus, Rus HaMoaviah. Why is that good? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had that because to be a successful king, one has to rule over their fellow Jews. And that is not a natural Jewish trait. We are Rachmanim Baishanim Megom Lechasadim, the Gemara in Yevamah says, and therefore, you know, to be a full-fledged Jew in one's blood, it's not going to be a successful king. And he said, that's why Shaul HaMelech, right, was not a successful king, because he couldn't rule over the Am. The Am ruled over him. He was always acting based on what the Am did. The Am was leaving, and therefore he gave a carbon before Shmuel gave back. The Am was upset, and the Am wanted to save the animals from Amalek, so he listened. David HaMelech is godless. What made him a successful king was that he did whatever he wanted. He didn't care what the Am did. And even though, that's why the beautiful discussion, the Medrash says, when he was dancing, when he brought the Aron back to Yerushalayim, and the Pasuk says that Michal Bas Shaul, his wife, looked out the window and got very disgusted and upset and says to him, you know, that my father would never have done such a thing. Sweat and dance and embarrass themselves in front of the Am. And David says back to her, yeah, that's why I'm the king and not your father. And the Medrash says on that, what's he saying? Because I do what I think is right. I'm not influenced by the Am. He doesn't say it in a mean way. He's just saying, Hashem asher bachar bi, I'm the king. And this is exactly the point. But the Shemi Shmuel says he needed a little, it's an amazing idea, he needed a little Moavite blood in him in order to be successful. Klipa de Moav, he calls it. In order to be successful over the to rule over fellow Jews, which is not a classic ideal, right? When we wish for our children, we don't say, "Oh, I wish you'll be a king. I wish you'll be a Baal Midos and a Tamar Chacham and Yerei Shemayim." But not a king is unique. David HaMelech, and therefore that's why also Moab was needed. This doesn't explain all the stories, but some of it. Okay. So let's get back to the issues of Yichus here that we are discussing. We are towards the end of the line. Amar Rav Yika Bar Avin, Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav Chalzon Nihavind Harihika Gol Yuchsin. Right, that place is also part of Bavel regarding Yuchsin. Amar Le Abai Lo Tatisule, don't listen to him. Another strange needing to understand line. Yevamahi Denafal Yasan. No, you know why he said that? Because there was a Yevama that felt him from that spot. So he said, oh, it has great Yichus, that spot. Let's stop. Let's continue for a moment. Amar le atu didihi. You think it's my psak? It's not my psak. It's Reb Chananeli. It's Reb Chananel psak. Not me. I'm not making this up personally. It's Reb Chananel psak. Azal shailuha le Reb Chananel. Amar luhu. Hachi amar rab. Yes. Chozon nihavand. Harihika golo liyuchsin. Yes, it's golo liyuchsin, and therefore it is okay, right? Another difficulty. Rav Yashav again discusses here, right? What's the Havamina? Right? He really thought that Yevamahijana, he was saying, ah, oh, he doesn't really know. It's just that, you know, he's being subjective. Very difficult line. It ended up again not being true. But Rav Yashav again here tries to give a pshat in the story. What exactly happened here? Says Rav Yashav, Nire pshat Agamara, Dineskavin Lomar, Dehoraso Rav Yika Bar Avin, Hayimi Koach Maiserav. There was a confusion about a story. He allowed a certain person to get married, and therefore he assumed that was because that they are miyuchasin. And then the Abaya says on that, no, you didn't understand. That was a case of Yibum. It was a case of regular marriage. Fine, then you could prove something from that story. But if it's a case of Yibum, so maybe Dafka there. Mitzvahs Yibum, Kazmahar, Mitzvahs Chalitza, and there was this pressure, this halachic pressure to allow that marriage, and that's why. But don't think that he might have done that in a normal case, that is the ultimate miyuchas. So again, it's not saying that, oh, he's subjective and he made up the psak. No, he's just saying, you got the story, you learned something different from the story. You can't generalize that. There wasn't stama marriage there that he supported. It was a Yibum case, and therefore you can't generalize that. Mashi tiro ya maisam yavama, bazed dafka hitiru, aval eich nilman mizeh heter lenisu into alma. So again, when we see lines like this in the Gemara, we can't take them literally of, oh, you know, subjective, but it was really, Rav Yashav explains to us how we should understand the story. And there are Gemaras elsewhere where the Gemara says that the Baalei HaMasorah, Again, we're not talking about, post-Talmudic, but at least during the Balei Masorah, we have no right to say that they were subjective in any way. Obviously, we're all influenced by our background. But the Gemara even says in Brachas, in Daf Yotes, based on the Mishnah, a Mishnah says, idios, right? The Machlokas Tanoim, whether the laws of Sota apply to a Gioris. Regular laws of Sota apply, whether you're Mashkin a Gioris or not. So the Mishnah in Idios quotes a Machlokas Tanoim, whether Mashkin es a Gioris es a Meshachreres, and the Chachamim said, we do, we treat her like a regular Bas Yisrael. And then there was a story, the Mishnah quotes a story in Yerushalayim, that Shmaya and Avtalion, they gave a Gioris, the Mesota, they treated a Gioris just like a regular Jew from birth. And someone said to them, the Mishnah says, someone said to them, Dugma Hishkuha. What does that mean? Dugma Hishkuha? Oh yeah, of course, Rhine of Talion Paskin. They should treat the Gioris like a regular Jew. They're from Gerim. And they would say such a psak. That's what the Mishnah says. And the rabbis got together, and it sounds like the Gemara, this was Akavya bin Mahalalel talking, but then the Gemara says it's impossible because he would never have said such a thing, and this didn't happen. And the Gemara continues that they put them in Cherim, these people who said such a comment, Umeis beniduyo, v'saklu bezenes arono. What was so bad? You can't suggest that. Again, we are all influenced by our background, wherever we grew up, our upbringing, but for one of the Balei HaMasorah, we have to trust that they are acting with objectivity after going through the sources for and being, as Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Hakdamah, Tigris Moshe, spending a lifetime focused on Shas and Poskim with Yirei Shamayim and Kovod Rosh, so then we trust that even if Poskim come to different answers and Maskanas, but it is with a certain objectivity that they are reading the sources. Okay. So that is related to the Pashas of the Gemara, that it was subjective, and we explained it how it was not, it was just a misunderstanding. In the middle. Upliga de Rabbi Abba Barkana. Dama Rabbi Abba Barkana, this argues on the following. My dechsev, what does the Pasuk mean in Malachim Beis? When the king of Ashur sent the 10 tribes out to Ashur, and Vayan Chemini led them to these places. Bachlach uvachavar Nahar Gozan va'arimadai. What are these places? Chalach Zuchelzon. Right, that's the place. And that's in Ashur. We just said that's in Bavel, and it's a Miuchas place. But we're going to see all these places are not. So you see, it's a Machlokas. Chaver ze Hadiv, Nar Gozan ze Ginzek, Arimade ze Chemdan v'Chavrosel, V'Yamilazu Gahavan v'Chavrosel. My Chavrosel, what are the suburbs? Amar Shmuel Krach Mushri Chusri Verumki. Amar Yochanan v'Kulam Lifsol. And all of these are there to teach us that all of these are mixed up. They're Jews that live there, but they got mixed up with the other nations, and they're nifsal. They do not have the proper yichus. So you see, it's a machlokas about this place, whether it is miyuchas or not. Kasalka daita mushchei haynu mushkine. We think these two places are the same thing. Yamar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Shmuel, mushkine harika goli yuchsin. No, mushkine is good. Ela mushkine levad, mushkine levad, lechud. Period. Okay, weiter. Psukim, let's darshin from Daniel. Utzlas il-in befuma ben shineha. There were three ribs in its teeth. What does that mean? Amar b'yochanan zuchilzon hidyev. That's why this is here. We're talking about the same place. Then it's even. These places, shepa'amin bolasan upa'amin potasan. Sometimes these lands were controlled by one power, sometimes by the other power. That's what it means. The ribs were in the teeth that the power, Persia, grabbed. And Babel grabbed the certain plot. Sometimes it was Moshel on Lamb, and sometimes it was not. Varo cheva acharit tanina, and there was a second animal in Daniel's vision. Damuladov, that was similar to a bear. Tani Rav Yosef, Elu Parasim. What is this referring to? The Persians, right? The vision was about all the Dalid Galios. An animal that refers, that it symbolizes each of the gullus, and the Persians are compared to a bear. Why? Sha'ochlan v'shosin kadov, they eat and drink like a bear, umsurvalin kadov, and they're large and fat like a bear, umagadan seir kadov, their hair grows out, ve'en lehem menucha kadov, and they don't have menucha. You ever see a bear? A bear is always pacing, back and forth and back and forth. And also, they don't have menucha, they're just always nervous, they don't have any menucha. Rav Ami ki avichazi parsa derachiv, whenever you saw a Persian riding, Amar hainu dubanaida, it's a moving bear. Right, because he based on that vision. Amalei Rebbe Lelevi. Rebbe says to Levi. Levi, Rashi says, is the Baal Mishalos. fourth Y line. He was the master of Mashal. The master of Mashal Levi. Vidomios Haya Levi. Right, that's why Rebbe says, give me a Mashal. Tell me what the Persians are like. Har'eni Parsiyim. Amar Le Domim L'chayalot Shal Beit David. They're like David's army. Right, what does that mean? Is that a good thing? What was unique about David's army? Right, some are familiar with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. One of the three pshatim of Bnei Maron is Chayalot Shal Beit David. Right, how is, what is the message? Says the Ben Yehoyada, Parsiyim kishe yotzin la'melchama einam holchim achayalos b'shetach rachavu b'irbuvia. They're an organized army and everybody has their own tafkid. That's like Chayalot Shal Beit David. They learned that from David HaMelech. Ela holchim b'zeach arzeh b'seder nachon kamo Chayalot Beit David. V'lava yitziyasam la'melchama davka ka'amar. And it's not only when they went out to war. Ela shol al hilucham tamid. Number one, they were always mesudar. They were always exactly, you know, everybody has their own job. Inami, or David HaMelech asa starim l'chayalota b'hiluchan l'melchama. Is it always, they're always mesudar, or dafka going out to war? And the Persian learned from David HaMelech, v'parsiyim ayo rishonim b'limud zeh, sheim lomdu l'asu sedarim shal chayalotam, kemo starim shal chayalot beit David, kodem sh'asu shayim alachim, shebizmano adayin lo haya zeh el arak eitzel ha-parsiyim. So number one, maybe they were always mesudar, and number two, maybe they learned from David HaMelech to everybody has their own jobs. Number one, that's what Levi told him. Next, Har'eni, back to the Gemara, Chavrin. Chavrin was a group also that lived in near there. Rashi says, Uma hasmucha laParsiyim. Right, and they were very mashchas. They were destroyers. So, what are they like? Domin malachei chavala. They are similar to malachei chavala, destroying angels. What does that mean? How do we know what a destroying angel is? So again, the Ben Yoyada explained, Malachei Chavala do not differentiate between the innocent and the guilty. They just go and destroy everything. Right? Kamosha Sholtim Einam Mavchinim Ein Tov L'Ra. Right? There is what we might call collateral damage. El Adam, well there, they're just doing it on purpose. El Atam V'Rasha Mechalim Kein Elu. Bo'eshi Yilem Tigboris V'Shlita Ein Mavchinim El Mazikin V'Hargan Kol Asher Yimatsun. Right, that's their Malachei Chavala, right? And that's why we know the night of Pesach, we had to stay in our houses, as the Chazal says, that Shalom, because the Malachei Chavala was out. Eino Mavchin Bein Tzadik LaRasha, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that we should all stay in our houses. Right? The Vilna Gaon has a thought that many say have to say there, that we know that Chazal, the Malachei Chavala, so we had to stay in our houses. But what does the Seder mean when Hashem says, Ani velo Malach, Ani lo Saraf, Ani velo, just me? Right, it was direct hashkacha. So what does it mean that the Malachei Chavala were around? Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it himself, we say. So, explains the Gra, that really Makas Bechoros was by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Near the Be'embes Makas Bechoros, Ha'isa'adei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. Like the Hagbal Agada says. Aye, what does the Pasuk mean? V'lo yitein ha-mashchis lavoel batechem. That means, says the Gra, there were people who were supposed to die the night of Pesach normally. Naturally, old age. They were supposed to die that night. But if they would have died that night, so then the Egyptians, with their amazing subjectivity, think of talking about objective and subjective, would have saw every one of their firstborns die, plus one Jew. Plus six Jews. Ah, look at that! You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the Jews too. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that, right? Like the Gemara says in Brachas of Gimel, Kachatzos. So it would have happened at 1201. Ah, it's all a joke. Right, even though all the firstborns died. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean to have a mashkas, they have to protect? Go in, because I don't want the regular Malach HaMaves to come do his job tonight. And that's why no Jew died that night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected from the Malach HaChavala. To a Malach HaMaves, the Gam Osolo Yitein Lavo Apatechem Lengof, Bosa Shah, Kedei Lot Litein Pischon Pele Mitzriyim, the Gam Abnei Yisrael Avra Hagzera. So that's related to the Mashkas and the Malach HaChavala. So, we know the Persians, we know the Chavrin. Next, Har'eni Yishma'elim. So, tell me, give me a mashal for the Yishma'elim. Domin l'se'irim shal beis hakiseh. They're like those demons that hang out in the beis hakiseh. Okay. Har'eni tamidei chachamim shebabavel domim l'malachei hashares. They are compared to malachei hashares. Right? That's the opposite, most proper, most protective, most holy. Right? The opposite of malachei. The opposite of Malachei Chavala. And the Ben Yoyada goes through each one of these, which we're not going to go through every one right now. But let's continue. When Rebbe was about to die, and he had a certain level of nevuah. Rashi says, Nizrka nevuah bepume. He had a certain level of nevuah as he was going to die. So Omar, Huminya Ika Babel, there is a city called Huminya in Babel, Kula Amonoihi. They're all from Amon. Be careful about marrying them. Mizgar Yiga Babel Kula de Mamzerahi. Bayar Birka Ika Babel Shnei Achim Yeshem Achlifim Nishosem Zelazeh. Two brothers that switch their wives with each other. Birsa Desati Ika Babel Hayom Soro Mechreya Makom. Today they went off the derech. Today they turned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? What they do? The Akfi Pira Bekavri Bishabsa. The river overflowed in their nets on Shabbos. The Azav Atzadi Bu Bishabsa. They went and they caught the fish on Shabbos. That's what they did. They were Mechal Shabbos, and that is why they have left the derech. There is a question. Did Rebbe die on Shabbos? Right? Was this being said? He said today. Or was this something earlier, and he was just saying it afterwards? Right? There are various Gemaras and Shas about Rebbe's death. And, you know, it doesn't seem like it was on Shabbos. I remember the Gemara in the end of Ksubis, where he was on top, and the Talmid HaChachamim are davening, and he's going in and out of the bathroom and taking off his tefillin, and finally his maidservant throws down a shard to stop them from davening, right? El Yonim, Gavru al Tachtonim. It's an amazing Gemara there towards the end of Ksubis. So it doesn't sound like it was on Shabbos. But this might have been, that it was right before Shabbos, and today they went off. And once he heard that from Rebbe, Rav Achoy Rav Oshia put them in Cheirim. Put them in Cheirim because of what they did. The Ish Tumod. And after they put them in Cheirim, they totally became Mishumadim. They went off, they lost it. Ish Tumod. Right, and that's part of the story. We're not finished. Let's just finish one more line. Akra da'agma ika b'bavel. There's another place in Bavel. Adabar Ava Yeshba. And Rav Adabar Ava is there. Hayom Yoshe b'cheiko shel Avraham. Today, he is sitting in the bosom of Avraham Avinu. What does that mean? Rashi has 2 days. Number one, maybe he died. He died that day, and now he's with Avraham, and Rashi explains this is not the famous Rav Ada that we know, doesn't work out with the generations. And number two, maybe it means he had a bris milah today. He had a bris milah that would also not be impossible, says Rashi, be the same Rav Ada, but it would be better. So, to Deus, what exactly was meant. Before we do the last line of what Rebbe said on his deathbed, just 2 points. Number one, the Trumas Hadeshan learns a halacha from this Gemara, right? What happened here? They were Mechal Shabbos, Rebbe put them in Cheirim, and then they became Mishumadim. So the Ramah writes in Yeredeya, in Shin Lamed Dalet. Yeredeya in Shin, I'm sorry, the Shin Lamed Dalet, is somebody allowed to, again, we don't really have Charamim today in the formal sense, is somebody allowed to put someone else in Cheirim, are the rabbis allowed to put someone in Cheirim, thinking that, you know, maybe that'll further them from the derech. So number one, if they're a danger to the community, then you have to do it, right? It doesn't matter. Even if somebody were worried, you have to be worried about the klal more than just the prat. But the Ramah writes, according to Trumas Hadeshan, based on this Gemara. You see that? What happened here? They were Mechal Shabbos. Rebbe needed them, and the rabbi who put them in Cheirim must have been known that they were a danger to the community, and therefore he did this. Hagah, this is Hilchas Nidui, Shin Lamed Aleph. Umenadin lemishu chayev Nidui, afilu yesh lachush, shal yedei kein yetz latar bezra, ein lachush pakach. A very important Ramah, because this doesn't only have to do with Cheirim, but this has to do with the balance of pushing somebody away, worrying about it, about his own personal. What happens if you have a principal of a school, where you have a child in a school that's destroying his class? You know, when can you throw him out of the school, thinking that if you throw him out of the school, so then, you know, he's just going to go off and end up even worse. But it's the balance of worrying about this kid as a Jew and worrying about the rest of the class. Very serious questions that each one has to be dealt with. The Taz here quotes many other Gemaras. He does not like this Psak of the Ramah. He rereads our Gemara. He quotes. He says, "Hai nevuah de Rebbe basar yuchsin lanias daiti ein raya klal tohasa mashma shabeinu akadosh bar lahadir es hashomim sheyedu sheish psulim abavel kamo shamar hasam tuva diish makam shekulam amzerim diish makam sheish beisachim vechulu v'yalzeh amar gamkein sheish makam abavel shesara meachrei makom." And they put him v'yakin yishlis rachik mehem v'ein lomar. Right, Rebbe is saying that because there's a yichus issue. You don't want the people to intermarry with them. Maybe this is also connected to that. Mashenkin bazan in cases where somebody was meimer. He goes through all the riots. He does not like this psak of the of the Ramah. The Taz argues. Chassam Sofer discusses this. Again, there's a lot of action on these on this discussion. Chassam Sofer talks about this in the Tshuva. He's talking about Chassam Sofer. You would have thought he didn't live too long after. He talks about the groups of Shabtai Tzvi. Right, that's what he has a tshuva in Shin Chav Beis about this. You have your choshe that somebody is from a Sabbatean. He says, "Mikolze nearly dekat ha'arura hamaminim b'shabtai tzvi yibach shemo hayadua tipach rucham yisachku atzmosam imchas v'shalmo yihafich levavim latov osam yurdefu and b'neim uvenoseim." He says there's a balance of somebody who's personally now having trouble. So maybe you're not going to distance, but you have a whole group that's believing in the wrong thing. He says, a terrible, v'aminis tekua belibam, v'ein alzeh ba'olam, shal nechlu be'emunasam amzu yefes. You have to distance them as much as you can. And to save the rest of the religion. Avostam sarvan v'avarin ba'alma man leimalon, shal nochesh al-banav, shiyat tzadikim. Again, serious issues. Again, every case has to be dealt with on its own. But that's one of the Gemaras. The other interesting point to mention is that he's saying this as he was dying. So is that a nevuah? Does that have any higher significance? If somebody says something, sounds like it was before they were dying. There's another Gemara that some of you might be thinking of, a great Gemara in Bava Metzia of Rabba Barbar Chana, if you remember the Gemara on Daf Pevav there, where there was a machlokas in Shemayim about a detail in Hilchus Saras, and the machlokas, and there was a machlokas between, the Gemara says it, Hashem and the Besen Shalmala. Machlokas. One to Tameh, Tahar, and they say, well, let's go ask Rabbi Bar Nachmani. Right, he's the expert. So they go to Rabbi Nachmani, and as he dies, he says the word Tahar. Yatzizan Nishmaso B'Tahar. He says Tahar. Unbelievable. He said, as he dies, and then Father Greg talks about it's an amazing Gemara, right? A lot to say about the Gemara. We could have hours of Shirim just on that. But the amazing thing is the Kesef Mishnah points out that the Rama Paskins here, Tameh. The Rama Paskins against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Against the Baskos. He discusses, maybe he was already dead and Lobash Shamayimi, he has that status. But either way, this Gemara goes with our Gemara relating to giving psakim on one's about to die. You know, that's, that Gemara, Pei Vav Man Aleph in Maseches Bava Metzia. Okay, let's continue. So the last point that Rebbe said, Hayom Nolad Rav Yehuda B'Bavel. Today, Rav Yehuda has been born in Bavel. De Amar Mar, Kishemes Rebbe Akiva, Nolad Rebbe, Kishemes Rebbe, Nolad Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, right, not the Rebbe, the Rav, the Amora, Kishemes Rav Yehuda, Nolad Rava, Kishemes Rava, Nolad Rav Ashi, Lola Medcha, what is this all to teach me, that when one died, the other one was born? Shein Tzadik Nifta Ben Ha'olam, Ashen Nifra Tzadik Kamoso. Kodesh Baruch Hu always leaves leaders in Klal Yisrael, when one's sun sets, the other sun's rise. Shenemar V'Zarach HaShemesh, Uba HaShemesh. The sun sets, the sun rises. Ad Shlokatza Shimsho Shal Eli, Zarcha Shimsho Shal Shmuel HaRamasi. Right, as Eli was fading into history, Shmuel HaRamasi, Shmuel HaNavi, he was coming up. Shenemar V'Kner Elohim Terem Yechbeh, U'Shmuel Shochev V'Gomer. At the story of the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, the light of the Ner Elohim, which might mean literal or might mean figuratively, right? The Eli, right? It was going out and Shmuel was lying there. There was a lot of this on that pasuk, the Mefarshim Ola Navi. Feel free to listen to the Navi Shiurim, which Beth Hashem, we're finishing up Beth Hashem in the next couple of days, Malachim Beis, Nevi'im Rishonim, all on the OU archives on the website. But there's a discussion on this pasuk. 2 points. Number one, how could he be lying down? It sounds like he was lying down in the base in the Mishkan. Right, Ein Yeshiva Bazara El Machlus Beis David Bilvad. Right, David HaMelech, which is Yehuda, and Shmuel was a Levi. Right, how was he able to lie down? Number one. Number two, how was Shmuel, and the Gemara talks about this, a similar discussion, how was Shmuel able to receive Nevuah when Eli was still alive? Right, isn't that, we know there's halacha, mor halacha bifnei rabo. There's getting Nevuah bifnei rabo. So isn't that a problem too? So all the Rishonim, the Radak and others, and the based on Chazal, they deal with this. Well, number one, maybe Eli stopped already. Maybe he did not give any vua. Remember the story? Eli didn't know. Eli said, you know what? The next time, just say, Hashem, I hear you. It wasn't that he knew Bavadai. So maybe Eli wasn't considered a Navi anymore. Number one. Number two, the other pshat is that maybe you shouldn't compare exactly the Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo and Nevuah. Because after all, Nevuah, yes, one prepares themselves to receive Nevuah, but ultimately it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision to give the Nevuah. The Rambam sounds like, okay, you reach a certain level and you're ultimately connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's more of a natural idea, but the Pashtus, you know, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides whether we receive Nevuah or not. So maybe it's, yes, he was worthy, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, and therefore, it's a more difficult question to ask about, oh, how did Shmuel do it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, and therefore it was okay. But again, this is the principle, Ein Tzadik Niftar Min HaOlam, until the next tzaddik of the next generation is born. Okay, let's continue. Tziva Hashem liYaakov Svivav Tzarav. Rav Yehuda Amar Kon Homanya Lefom Nara. That Homanya, they gave a lot of tzaras to Klal Yisrael, and that's what's being referred to in the pasuk. Vayehi Kihi Navi UPaltayu Ben Benayo Meis. Right, Yechezkel was having a nevuah about Paltayo ben Yibenayo Meis. He died. Vo'epol aponai, vo'ezakol gadol, and I fell on my face and I cried out. V'yomer Hashem Elokim. Right, he bemoaned the death. So Rav Shmuel, charam alatov, charam alara. Was this man Paltayo ben Yibenayo? Was he a good guy or not a good guy? Was Yechezkel happy that he died, or was he? Or he groaned, but was he saying he was such a great tzaddik, or he was such a great rasha? Manda amar latova, if you hold that he was good, and therefore Yechezkel was mourning his loss, why kiha, from the following story. This Tandaria de Meshan, the governor of Meshan, chasne Nebuchadnezzar have. He was the son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar. Shalach lei, and he sent him Nebuchadnezzar. Mikuli ayshavye, to Isis lecha, lo shadris lon dekoy lekaman. From all of these captives, that you sent out, all these Jews, you didn't send us anyone to serve us? We need some Jews to serve us. B'ar avadim. So Nebuchadnezzar was going to send to Meshan a different place, not just in Bavel. He would send them Jews there, and then it would mix up all the Yichus. And right now, right, they know where they are. They're in Bavel. But now they're going to send them to a different place. We had Meshan separately. Remember the Gemara in Memtes, Nun, in that area, 10th, Kavim, fell. So I think Meshan was on that list too. And Bavel, right, got Gassus Ruach and Tiflus and all these. So Meshan was a separate place. So they were going to send some Jews there. So Amalei Paltayahu ben Benayahu, he says to Nebuchadnezzar, Ananda Chashvina Neku Mikamach Acha, V'yadanez L'asam, we're Chashuv. You're a Chashuv king. You should have the most Chashuv Avadim. So you should keep us. We should stay here. Let our servants go somewhere else. So he was able to keep the Jews in one place. V'yamar Navi, and that's why Yechezkel said, Bishasa Tova B'Yisrael Yamos B'chatzi Yamav. Whoever did such a great thing should die young. That's what he said. Mantamar L'Ra'ah, the one who held the Ra'ah, Dichsiv, says the follows. Batavo Siel Shar Beis Hashem Hakadmoni Hapone Kadima Vine BePesach Hashar Esrim VeChamisha Ish VeHeros Bus Ochames Yozniya Ben Ezer VeSpaltayu Ben Benayo Sarei Ha'am. One pasuk, Yechezkel sees 25 men by the Beis Hamikdash. Dichsiv, and a pasuk, not right next to it, but the pasuk also says a couple of prakim earlier, Vayavo Osi Al Chatzar Beis Hashem Apnimis, Vene Pesach Hechal Hashem Bein Olam Vene Mizbech, Ke'esrim V'chamisha Ish. Also 25 men. So we assume maybe these 25 men were the same men, and amongst them was this individual that we're talking about. Achorem Al Hechal Hashem U'Pneim Ke'edma. Right, again, they have their backs to the Hechal, and their faces are east. They're standing on the east side of the Mikdash. Mimash V'shenem R'Pneim Ke'edma Eni Yodesh Achorem Klapi Mayrav. If they're facing east, I know their backs are west. So, what do I have to repeat that for? Matam olam racharem el hechal Hashem, to teach us that they did something disgusting. Not only were they facing east, but they relieved themselves facing west, right by the hechal, v'kamar navi. And that's what Yechezkel was saying. Misha'asa hara'a hazos li Yisrael, yomas amitaso. Someone who did such terrible things shouldn't be killed in an unusual way. So, machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what type of, why he was upset. Tistayan de Shmuel, Dama Lara'ah. Let's say Shmuel is the one that said Lara'ah. Dama Rechia Bar Avin, Amar Shmuel, Moshchani, Hari Yikagola, Liuchsin. Right? Shmuel said that Moshchani is like Gola Liuchsin. It is Miyuchas. Meshan, which we're talking about. Lo Chashula, Lo Misham Avdas, Lo Misham Amzerus. You don't have to be worried about any problem with Meshon's Yichus, because there's no issue of Adas and Mamzeus. Elakonim Shahayuba, Lohik Pido Lagrusha, so you're only worried about Chalalim. You're only worried about Chalalim there. But one second, Lamanta Amr Latova, Avadim themselves were sent there to Meshon. Right? Not the Jews weren't sent there, but the Avadim of the Jews. So Meshon should have issues of Yichus. But the fact you don't have issues of Yichus, right? So that's why it must be the other opinion, it must be the one that held the Ra. And that's why there's no issues of Yichus in Meshon. So Gemara says, lo, lemei melecha Shmuel amar latova. No, maybe even Shmuel says latova. Ivy says latova, but weren't there avadim sent to Meishan? So should we worry about the yichus? Says, no, Ushmuel letaimei, to Omar, Hamaf, getting back to Gittin Sugyas, Hamaf, Gir Avdo, Yatzal Acherus, Vein Tzorek Et Shechrer. Even if there were Avadim, but once somebody was Meshachar and Eved, Shmuel holds that, you know, the Eved does not need Get Shechrer, it's like a Hefker. Shneamar, call Eved Ish Miknas Kasef, Eved Ish, Eved Isha. What, only an Eved of a man? Ela Eved Sheish Lo Rishus L'Rabo Alav. An Eved that has an Ish, that has a Bailam on him, Kari Eved. Eved She'ain L'Rabo Rishus Alav, Ain Kari Eved. And therefore it's automatic, and that is why, even if there were Avadim, they wouldn't continue to be Avadim. Rashi here quotes, again a Shas topic, the basis of Shmuel. We discussed this back in Gittin, that the Shichur that he does turns into a Hefker, and Rashi discusses it's a Yeyush, the relationship between Yeyush and Hefker. Rashi discusses Me'achar she'gazlu mehem v'nisya'ashu mehem zeo Hefker, right? The Bailim, once they were taken from them, they were mafker them, the Yayish le'minei pakali rishusei. And that we've discussed many times, the relationship between Yeyush and Hefker, Rashi and Tosfos in Gittin and in Baba Kama, the Ksos and the Nesivis in Reish Samach Beis. A big Baba Kama topic that Be'ez Hashem is on the horizon. Baba Kama is on the horizon. Okay. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zude Rebbe Meir. All of this is Rebbe Meir, Shita, everything that we have been discussing. Ava Chachamim Omrim, Kol Artzos B'Chezkas Sheres Ein Omdos. Unless you know otherwise, all lands you can assume, Chezkas Kashrus. Amemer Shara Le'er Ravuna Barnasan Leminsav, Itza Michuz Yasa. He allowed it. Amar Le'er of Ashi, Mai Daitech. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zude Rebbe Meir. Ava Chachamim Omrim, Kol Artzos B'Chezkas Sheres Ein Omdos. If that's why you allowed it, Vaha Be Rav Kahana Lo Masni Hachi, Ube Rav Papa Lo Masni Hachi, Be Rav Zvilo Masni Hachi. They didn't say that. They didn't know like the Chachamim. Afilo Achi Lo Kibla Minei. Still, he didn't accept the criticism. Mishum Deshami Le Meir Zid Dinarda. He heard it from his Zid Dinarda, and therefore he held his ground and he did not take it back. Okay, let's at least read the next Machlokes, then maybe we'll get into it more tomorrow. Tana Rabbanan. Mamzerim and Esini Tahorim Lasilavo Div Reb Yosi. Mamzerim and Esinim will become purified when Mashiach comes. That's Reb Yosi Shita. Reb Meir Omer, no. Ein Tahorim. Not true. Omer lo Reb Yosi. Velukvar Nemar. Vazarakti Alechem Ayim Tahorim Utartem. What do you mean? Reb Yosi says that Yechezkel prophesizes that we're going to have the Mayim of Tara. Omer lo Reb Meir. Kshu Omer mikol tumosechem mikol gilulechem. Velo mina mamzeris. Right, from Avodah Zarah, from other tumas, but not from Mamzerus. Amal Rabbi Yosi, k'shu omer atar eschem, havi omer apena Mamzerus. Right, I know it even from Mamzerus, and therefore, I don't know why you are limiting it. Period. That's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi. We discussed already earlier, a couple of days ago, but to mention it again, there's a machlokas we've shown him on Daf Ayin Aleph, how to understand this machlokas between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir. The Ramban has an amazing shita, which all of his Talmidim argue with. The Ramban says that when Rabbi Yosi says that Mamzerim Tahorim Lasilavo, that even means the Mamzer Vadais. Even the Mamzer Vadais will be Nitar, and the Lav of Lo Yeh Mamzer B'Kal Hashem will only go Mikan Ula Haba. Kind of like Har Sinai, that everybody was healed at that time. Everybody will get a free pass. If you're alive when Mashiach comes, if somebody's a Mamzer when Mashiach comes, then free pass, and they will be nitar according to Reb Yosi's, the Ramban's Reb Yosi, and the Ritva, and the Ran, and the others say, no, why would that be? No, only the Sveikos. The Sveikos, says the I'm quoting from the Ritva, Das Rabbeinu Agadel, Dahainu Psul Avdus, Dilu Psul Mamzerus, Venesinus, Ha'ipskala Kaman, Ilchzak Reb Yosi, Tamarashim Tahorim La'asalavo, Umashma, Afilu Biyaduim, Shalom Nitma'u, right, Dilu Bosam Shenitmu, because if you see the ones that are mixed up, they're already tarred now. We're going to learn Safik Mamzer V'Levade Mamzer. So what's Mashiach going to add? Even nowadays, the mixed up ones are Tahar. Shein Echad Sheyad Aleihem. So it must be then, even the Yiduim. So the Ramban holds, the Machlokas Reb Yosi and Reb Meir is La'asi Lavo, what's Eliyahu going to do? Even the Vade Mamzers are just the suffix. The Ritva and the others argue on the Ramban. Mori Neroma Farish, no. Rav Amru, it's only b'sveikan, aba vadon chalilo la'arib sol zera b'kodesh. So that is a machlokes. Rav Rishonim say, it's only talking about the sveikos. So how is that different than what's bizman hazeh? We have to talk about that. Already today, his mamzer is mutter. Maybe it'll be mutter b'toras vaday, not just mutter b'toras safek. Right, we'll have to talk about that that machlokas. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll start tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, with Bishlama, more about this machlokas as we continue in the last 10 daf here in Meseches Kiddushin.